Hello, God's beloved. This is I Have a Ministry with an I Love moment. It's positive. It's inspirational. It's uplifting. And yes, the I is intentional. It is an intentional love moment here. Hello, God's beloved. I pray that all is well and that you're having an awesome and an amazing day this Good Friday morning. It is just so beautiful here in Wisconsin. You know, we've been having some Wisconsin weather. We're not used to it, but we're having a real nice day today. Really sunny outside, and you know, the weather is just beautiful. And I just want to thank you for joining me on this morning to I Have Our Ministries I Love Moment podcast. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to, you know, to jump in with us and, you know, hang out with us for a little bit. So, as you all know, I've been trying to make these connections with some interviews that I wanted to do with these wonderful, amazing cancer surviving individuals that who have survived cancer in a miraculous and great way. And we just could not make the connection and make these interviews happen. However, and I want to apologize for that. I really apologize because I have been promoting it and everything, but we just could not get it together with our schedules. However, you know, when things doesn't go your way, when things that you plan just fall through, you just have to make a shift. You just have to shift it and do the next thing that Father is telling you to do. And so today what I want to do is I'm going to play this clip of this amazing, miraculous healing of cancer that I believe that is going to encourage your heart, that is going to bless you, that is going to lift you up and you know, help you along your way, especially for those of you who may be dealing with cancer in some form or another, or dealing with any kind of ailment. You know, I just wanted you to be encouraged on today and know that, you know, healing still exists today. God is still healing on today, and hopefully this will encourage your hearts and lift you up and give you a sense of hope, build up your faith that you can just, you know, just make it through what you're going through. Now, may the peace of God be with you always. And after I play that clip of the cancer surviving miracle, we're going to listen to us a little bit of Richard Smallwood to encourage your heart. Now, you have a great day and be blessed now.
No one wants to get the kind of phone call Shirley Williams got from her doctor.
She said, "Shirley, you are eaten up with cancer. You have cancer not only in your breast, but it's metastasized into your bones, into your organs, into your lymph nodes." I thought, how could this be? God, I've served you all of my life. God, how? I don't understand. Why?
Shirley had been having chest pains and feeling weak and foggy for some time. She rarely went to the doctor, but when the aches and pains didn't go away, she decided to get checked out. What followed was a barrage of tests that revealed Shirley had stage 4 cancer. It was untreatable, and she had only 90 days to live. For her husband, Mark, questions began racing through his mind.
What if Shirley died, and what about the kids, and where am I going to be? What am I going to do? And I'm going, this can't be. I need the scriptures, because that was the only place I could dig that I could find encouragement. And I told her, "Shirley, whose report are we going to believe?" I said, "God's word says that we shall live and not die. And Shirley, it also says that no weapon formed against us will prosper. And by his stripes, we are healed."
In the days that followed, the pain kept getting worse.
I could barely walk. My left hip was hurting so bad. The tumor in my right breast was about half the size of my fist. The pain had reached levels that I had never experienced before. There were thoughts that crossed my mind that it would just be easier to just lay down and die.
But Shirley refused to give in to fear. Instead, she and Mark decided to live by faith and speak not a single word of doubt.
I never found one place in the scriptures where someone came to Jesus for healing that they were not healed. I began to see that faith was not just believing that God was able, but it was believing that He will.
So she sought God for direction. And Shirley says one night she woke up from a deep sleep and saw Jesus at the foot of her bed.
And as I saw Him, I saw a compassion, I saw love, I saw hope. I began to feel sweat behind my right knee, and it was so unusual. And I looked at Him and I said, "Lord, are You telling me to sweat?"
3 days later, Shirley got her answer when she went to see a new oncologist.
I told her to pray for a miracle.
And then he said, "Shirley, I've got a word for you before you leave."
I told Shirley was that she needed to sweat.
Shirley started intense sweat therapy, including detox, saunas, and lots of exercise. She also went on a strict organic diet. Meanwhile, her friends and church family fasted and prayed for supernatural healing. Mark prayed and laid hands on Shirley regularly.
Jesus said, "You shall lay hands on the sick in My name, and they shall recover." And so I did that by just sheer faith, and I commanded the pain to cease in the name of Jesus.
Then 3 weeks after learning she had cancer, Shirley had a dream. She was standing behind a glass window. Coming straight at her was an overloaded, out-of-control semi.
I just began to cry out, "Jesus! Jesus! Jesus!" And as I did, I remember seeing this truck coming, and then all of a sudden it tapped the glass right in front of me. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and He said, "That's the cancer that I just stopped."
For the next 2 months, Shirley continued with treatments, believing that God was healing her. Soon, the good days started outweighing her bad days. And when she went in for her 90-day checkup, she got the news she'd been praying for.
The PET scan showed that the tumor was gone. At least was no evidence that there was cancer in her body. I believe that when a person has a stage 4 cancer and the cancer is gone, it's a miracle.
I was jumping, excited, twirling, thanking the Lord, just thanking God that He is a restorer.
I felt free on the inside, free to plan again, free to know that God was including her and I together for the rest of our days here on earth.
Since that August in 2012, Shirley's had no sign of cancer.
It's been amazing to know that there's true life, and there really is freedom from sickness and disease. There really is freedom from pain.
Shirley and Mark give all the credit to Jesus Christ.
I've been healed today because I believed His word, and I took it, and it had to become part of every cell of my being. He's not a respecter of persons. What He did for me, He will do for others.
Wow, what an amazing testimony of healing and miraculous miracle that was done for Shirley. And you know, God is no respecter of a person. If He done it for Shirley, He will certainly do it for you as well. Keep the faith. Stay before God. Stay in prayer. Ask Him what is He telling you to do. What is that special thing that He want you to do in order to work through the things that you're going through? I know it can be really trying when you're going through an ailment, a sickness, even hard times. It can be really tough. As Shirley said, you know, she felt like that it would be better off to not be here. But if you're feeling that way on today, I just want to encourage you that God is with you. And he'll never leave you, nor would he ever forsake you. He's right in it with you. Just listen for what he's saying to you, and I'm sure that he will speak to you how he would have for you to walk this out. And you have people praying for you. I'm in particular is praying for you in the things that you're going through. My prayers, I don't know you, and I don't know what you're going through. But you rest assured that you are in my prayers. And, you know, it doesn't matter the distance. Prayer transcends distance and time and space. So I just pray that you would just be encouraged on today and be lifted up. And hopefully that this raised your faith a little bit. And, you know, if you're having a hard time with it, I'm undergirding you with my prayers. And I'm sure that your church family and your friends and family are doing so as well.